Listening Library presents A to Z Mysteries, The Runaway Racehorse by Ron Roy. Read for you by David Pitu. Chapter 1. Josh picked up a French fry, dipped it in ketchup, and drew his initials on his plate. When he ate the French fry, a glob of ketchup plopped onto his shirt.
Rats! This is my favorite t-shirt, Josh said.
Dink put down his book and grinned at his freckle-faced, red-headed friend.
Was your favorite shirt, he said.
Josh, Dink, and Ruth Rose were taking a train to Larchmont, New York, to visit their friend, Forrest Evans. Forrest and Dink's Uncle Warren had bought a racehorse together. The kids were invited to watch the horse, Whirl Away, run in a race in Saratoga Springs. Josh picked up a napkin and wiped at the red stain. He only made it worse.
Josh is finger painting, Ruth Rose said to Dink.
Someday I'll be a famous ketchup artist, Josh said.
He gazed out the window.
When do we get there?
In a few minutes,
Ruth Rose said, checking her train schedule.
I can't wait to see Whirl Away, Dink said. I've never met a real racehorse before. All I can think about is horses. That's why I'm reading this.
He held up his book. It was The Black Stallion by Walter Farley. The cover showed a beautiful black horse with wild eyes and a flowing mane. Dink Duncan's real first name was Donald, and his middle name was David. But when he first started to talk and tried to say Donald David Duncan, it came out as Dink. Dink had been his nickname ever since.
Look what I brought,
Ruth Rose said, pulling a book from her backpack. The cover showed a girl on a horse. The book's title was Learning to Ride.
Josh, did you bring a horse book?
Dink asked. Josh grinned.
Nope. I figured you guys will tell me anything I need to know.
He dropped a few sugar cubes into his backpack.
Still hungry?
Dink teased.
They're for Whirl Away, Josh said.
Just then, the conductor walked through the dining car.
Larchmont is next, he told the kids.
Oh, wait,
Ruth Rose said, digging in her backpack. She brought out her new camera. Ruth Rose liked to dress all in one color. Today, everything was white, from her headband down to her sneakers. Even her camera was white.
Would you please take our picture?
She asked the conductor.
My pleasure, said the man.
He took the camera and focused it on the kids.
Say cheese.
Cheese,
they all said.
The conductor handed Ruth Rose her camera.
Have a great day, he said.
The train slowed, then stopped. Dink, Josh, and Ruth Rose grabbed their backpacks and walked to the end of the car. The conductor lowered a set of stairs, and the kids climbed down to the platform. Dink heard someone call his name. He saw his Uncle Warren and Forrest Evans walking toward them. Dink's uncle was short and round and wore glasses. Forrest Evans had a trimmed brown beard and wore jeans and a t-shirt.
Why, it's Wink, Gosh, and Tooth Toes, Forrest said.
The kids had met Forrest when his painting had gotten stolen from Uncle Warren's apartment.
Hi, Mr. Evans, they all said.
Please call me Forrest, okay?
He asked. Dink hugged his uncle.
How was the train ride?
Uncle Warren asked.
Great, Josh said. The hamburgers were awesome.
Forrest led them to a black car and opened a rear door. The kids piled in with their backpacks. Uncle Warren sat next to Forrest up front. Forrest started the car and pulled out of the parking lot.
How many horses do you have?
Josh asked.
Just Whirl Away, Forrest said.
Do you ride him in races?
Ruth Rose asked. Forrest laughed.
No, I'm too heavy. Professional jockeys are small and light. I hired a woman named Sunny to be Whirl Away's jockey.
Awesome,
Josh said.
I've never met a girl jockey before.
Then he added,
I've never met a boy jockey either.
Forrest slowed down near a group of small shops and flipped on his turn signal. Dink, Josh, and Ruth Rose recognized the long, tree-lined driveway. They had been here once before with Dink's uncle. A minute later, Forrest stopped at his garage.
At the end of a stone path stood a large brick house. Out back, a stone barn nestled between a tennis court and a swimming pool.
"Here we are," Forrest said.
The kids climbed out of the back seat with their backpacks.
"When can we meet Whirlaway?"
Josh asked, looking toward the barn.
"Right now," Forrest said.
Uncle Warren headed to the house while the kids followed Forrest toward the barn. Josh dug in his pocket and pulled out a sugar cube.
"I brought this for Whirlaway," he said.
"That was a nice idea, Josh," Forrest said. "But Whirlaway doesn't like sugar. He's the only horse I've seen who doesn't."
Josh stuck the cube back in his pocket as the kids entered the cool, dim barn. Dink took a deep breath.
"It smells nice in here," he said.
"I agree," Forrest said. He also took a deep breath. "There's nothing like the sweet smell of hay and horse."
"Don't forget chocolate,"
Josh added. They all laughed as Forrest led the way to a stall near the barn's rear doors. The doors were open and sunlight poured in. Out back was a truck parked on a wide area of gravel. The stall door was also open, but there was no horse inside.
"That's funny," Forrest said, closing the stall door.
He thought for a moment, then smiled.
"I'll bet Sonny took Whirlaway out for exercise," he said. "They should be back soon. Let's go get you guys settled in the house."
He led Dink, Josh, and Ruth Rose back outside and into the house. They passed through a small room with boots on the floor and jackets hanging on pegs.
"This is the mud room," Forrest said, untying and kicking off his boots.
He took the kids through another door into the kitchen. The room was yellow with blue tiles on the counter and floor. Forrest pointed to a low bench.
"You can leave your backpacks there for now," he said.
The kids stood their packs on the bench. Dink glanced at a newspaper clipping stuck to the refrigerator door with a magnet. There was a picture of a dark horse with a diamond-shaped blaze on his forehead. The headline read, "Local Horse Beats All."
"Is that Whirlaway?"
Dink asked.
"That's him," Forrest said.
"He's real pretty,"
Ruth Rose said.
"He's even prettier in person," Forrest said, opening the fridge. "You kids like fruit?"
"We like everything,"
Josh said. Forrest set grapes and strawberries on the table. The kids sat down and began to snack. Suddenly, the door burst open. A small woman in jeans, riding boots, and a flannel shirt rushed into the kitchen.
"Hi, Sonny," Forrest said. "Say hello to Dink, Josh, and Ruth Rose. They're here to watch you and Whirlaway race tomorrow."
"He's gone,"
Sonny said, trying to catch her breath.
"Who's gone?"
"Whirlaway,"
she said.
"I just got here to take him out. When I looked in his stall, it was empty."
Chapter 2. Forrest looked up in surprise. Then suddenly, his face relaxed.
"Don't worry. I'll bet Whirlaway went to visit his mother again," Forrest said. "I'll call Mr. Bunks."
"Who's Mr. Bunks?"
Ruth Rose asked.
"Tinker Bunks owns the ranch next to my property," Forrest said. "He tried to raise horses for racing. He never had much luck, so he sold off his stock. That's how Warren and I got Whirlaway. Mr. Bunks kept Whirlaway's mother, a nice old mare named Biscuit."
"How does Whirlaway visit his mother?"
Dink asked. Sonny frowned.
"The rascal gets out of his stall and cuts through the woods," she said.
"I wonder when he got out this time," Forrest said. "He was here this morning when Warren got here. We went in and visited him."
"So he could have been gone all day,"
Sonny said. Forrest nodded slowly.
"Yes, it's possible, Sonny, but let's not worry. Last time he ran away, I found him safe and sound, munching hay with his mother."
Forrest reached for the phone and dialed. He listened, then hung up.
"Mr. Bunks's line is busy," he said.
He looked at the kids.
"If you're finished, why don't we jump in my truck and take a ride over there?"
"I'll throw down some fresh straw in Whirlaway's stall,"
Sonny said. She headed out the door toward the barn. Forrest put the fruit back in the fridge and the kids followed him out the kitchen door. He led them to the gravel parking area behind the barn. Forrest's pickup truck was filled with bales of hay.
"Who wants to ride in the back with the hay?" Forrest asked.
"I do,"
Josh said.
"I will too," Ruth Rose said. "Otherwise, Josh will be scared."
"Just make sure you hang on," Forrest said. "We're taking the old logging road through the woods and it's pretty bumpy."
Ruth Rose and Josh scrambled into the truck's bed and sat on hay bales. Dink climbed into the cab next to Forrest. Forrest started the truck and drove into the trees. Dink bounced in his seat as the tires rolled over bumps in the road. Low branches brushed the top of the cab. Dink turned around to look through the rear window. Josh and Ruth Rose were laughing and holding on to the sides of the truck. A few minutes later, they came out of the woods. Up ahead, Dink saw a barn and a house. Forrest pulled into the driveway and stopped behind another truck. A dog was tied to a nearby tree. He leaped up and started barking.
"Calm down, Buster," Forrest said out his window. "Be a good dog."
A man came from behind the barn. He was wearing a work shirt, jeans, and a leather belt with a big silver buckle. Muddy rubber boots came up nearly to his knees.
"Lie down, Buster," the man said.
Buster stopped barking and flopped down on the ground.
"Afternoon, Tinker," Forrest said.
Tinker Bunks walked over and leaned on the door. He had a thin face, sharp blue eyes, and thick brows.
"Good day to you, Forrest," he said. "That horse I sold you still running like the wind?"
Forrest nodded and smiled.
"He's won every race so far," he said.
"Winning is good," Mr. Bunk said.
He looked off into the distance for a few seconds.
"But I'm glad the racing business is behind me now. A lot of work, horses."
He peered into the cab.
"So what brings you here today?"
"I'm afraid Whirlaway has disappeared again," Forrest told Mr. Bunks. "Any chance he's come to visit his mother?" Mr. Bunks arched his eyebrows.
"Not so far as I know," he said, glancing toward the barn. "Let's go have a look."
The kids followed Mr. Bunks and Forrest into a large barn. As they entered, Dink heard a horse whinny.
"We hear you, Biscuit," Mr. Bunks said.
The barn was cool and dim. Dust hung in the air where sunlight came through high windows. A loft held rows of hay bales. The floor was swept clean. Dink peeked into several stalls. Each was clean and empty. Mr. Bunks stopped at a stall with its top door open. A pale brown horse with dark eyes stood there waiting. She had a small white mark on her forehead. "This is Whirlaway's mom," Forrest told the kids. He patted Biscuit on her nose.
"Have you seen your son today, old girl?" Mr. Bunks asked his horse.
As if she understood, Biscuit shook her large head from side to side.
"I thought for sure he'd be here," Forrest said.
He peered into a few of the empty stalls.
"I'm afraid I've wasted your time," Forrest told Mr. Bunks. "Come on, kids. It's time to call the police."
Chapter 3. Tinker Bunks looked serious.
"If he shows up, I'll give you a shout."
"I'd appreciate that," Forrest said. "He's running at Saratoga tomorrow."
"Is he now?" Mr. Bunk said. "I wish you luck."
They all left the barn. The sky had grown darker. As Forrest drove through the woods, Dink heard thunder. Wind began to whip tree branches back and forth. Forrest drove faster.
"I'd better get us home before Josh and Ruth Rose have a shower," he said.
Forrest parked behind his barn just as raindrops began to splatter the windshield.
"Let's run for it," he said, leaping from the cab.
Dink, Josh, and Ruth Rose ran, squealing as the clouds opened up. In seconds, they were soaking wet. Inside the house, Forrest handed them towels. They dried their hair and faces.
"Why don't you settle in while I call the police?" he said. "Ruth Rose, you're in the blue bedroom. Guys, you're bunking right across the hall."
The kids grabbed their backpacks and headed toward the back of Forrest's house. Ruth Rose stopped outside a bedroom with blue wallpaper.
"See you guys in a minute,"
she said, and disappeared inside. Dink and Josh walked into their room and changed into dry shirts. A minute later, Ruth Rose knocked and came in. Her wet hair was even curlier than usual.
What could have happened to Whirlaway?
She asked Dink and Josh. Dink looked out the bedroom window. Through the rain, he could see the barn, but he couldn't see the barn's rear doors.
You know, someone could have stolen him,
Dink said.
Stolen him?
Josh said.
In broad daylight?
Dink pointed.
You can't see the back doors of the barn from the house, he said. Anyone could go in and out that way.
Ruth Rose peered through the streaming window.
How would you steal a horse?
She asked.
Would you need a trailer?
Or the thief could just ride him away,
Josh said.
Let's go look behind the barn for clues when the rain stops,
Ruth Rose said.
Maybe the police had some good news for Forrest,
Dink said. They headed for the kitchen. Forrest was also staring out the window into the rain. His shoulders were hunched, and he was nervously tapping his fingers on the counter. Uncle Warren was sitting at the table, drinking a mug of tea.
Did you call the police?
Dink asked. Forrest turned away from the window and nodded.
Yes. They told me no one's called in about a stray horse, he said. I'm getting worried.
Do you think someone might have stolen him?
Dink asked. Forrest looked at him and blinked a few times.
Stolen Whirlaway? I suppose it's possible.
Forrest, have you any neighbors who own horses?
Uncle Warren asked.
A few, why?
Because Whirlaway may not be the only missing horse, Uncle Warren said. Perhaps you should call around.
Good idea, I will, Forrest said.
We'll help you look for him when the rain stops,
Ruth Rose said. Forrest nodded.
That'll be great. Now I'd better get on the phone, he said as he left the kitchen.
The kids drank milk and ate cookies with Uncle Warren. They watched the rain streak down the windows. Forrest came back a few minutes later.
I called two friends who own horses, he said. None are missing, but my friend said they'd keep an eye out for Whirlaway.
The rain continued. They played Scrabble. When it wasn't his turn, Forrest kept jumping up to call more neighbors. Finally, the rain stopped and the clouds cleared. When Dink looked out the window, sunlight sparkled off trees and bushes.
I'll go pick up some food for dinner, Uncle Warren said.
He took a set of car keys from a hook and left the house.
Okay, kids, let's go look for my horse, Forrest said.
He and the kids put on sneakers and headed through the kitchen door to the yard. The wet grass squished under their feet. They walked behind the barn. Forrest headed toward the woods, whistling and yelling,
Whirl away!
Dink, Josh, and Ruth Rose checked the wet ground for tire tracks or footprints.
Nothing,
Josh muttered.
Even if there were clues, the rain washed them away.
Suddenly, the kids heard a soft whinny from inside the barn. Dink yelled for Forrest, who came running.
Whirl away,
Forrest said. They all ran into the barn. Standing outside Whirlaway's stall was a wet, muddy horse.
Where have you been, boy?
Forrest asked his horse. Whirlaway shook his head. Water and mud flew off his mane. He stomped his front foot and gazed at the humans. Forrest walked over and grasped Whirlaway's halter. It, too, was muddy. Forrest laughed and shook his head.
Looks like you've been rolling in a big mud puddle, he said.
Kids, do you know how to wash a horse?
Yes,
Josh said.
We wash my pony all the time.
Forrest pointed to a hose and some buckets and sponges. He handed Ruth Rose a container of green soap.
Just be careful of his feet, he said.
Forrest snapped a leather lead onto Whirlaway's halter, then hooked the other end to a post.
Rinse the mud off first, then soap him down good.
Just then they heard a phone ringing from the house.
I'd better get that, Forrest said. When Whirlaway is dry, just put him back in his stall.
He hurried back to the house. Dink filled a bucket with water, then turned the hose on Whirlaway. The horse stood still as muddy water cascaded off his sides. Ruth Rose poured some soap into the bucket, making the water turn green. The suds smelled like freshly cut grass. The kids soaked three big sponges in the soapy water. They each began washing a different part of the horse.
Whirlaway rolled his eyes and tried to watch all three kids.
Hey, look at this,
Josh said. He pointed to the horse's side. There was a mark in the mud. It was egg-shaped, about as big as his hand. Inside the oval was some kind of wiggly shape.
Josh, have you been finger-painting again?
Ruth Rose teased.
I didn't do that,
Josh said.
It was already there.
The three kids looked closely at the imprint.
It almost looks like someone stamped him with something,
Josh said.
Chapter 4.
Whirlaway could have gotten that when he was rolling in the mud,
Dink said.
He probably rolled over a rock or piece of wood. Yeah, probably,
Josh said. He wiped his soapy sponge over the strange sign, and it disappeared. Dink trained the hose on Whirlaway again to rinse off the soap. Ruth Rose found some towels hanging on the wall, and they rubbed Whirlaway's coat. When he was dry and shining, Ruth Rose unhooked Whirlaway's lead from the post to put him in his stall.
Come on, boy,
she said. Whirlaway rolled his eyes at Ruth Rose. He stiffened his legs and refused to walk.
Good job, kids, Forrest said as he walked into the barn. He looks like a new horse.
He won't go in his stall, Ruth Rose said.
Let me try, Forrest said.
He took the lead from Ruth Rose and began stroking Whirlaway's neck. He spoke softly in the horse's ear. After a minute, Whirlaway walked into his stall. He stuck his nose into the oats bucket and began eating. Forrest closed the stall door behind Whirlaway.
He was probably a little spooked from being out during the storm and coming home to all these strangers, he said.
Just then, Sunny rode through the barn's rear doors on a mountain bike. She hopped off, leaned the bike against a wall, and strode over in tall, muddy boots.
There's the bad boy,
she said, reaching over the stall door to pet his nose. Whirlaway rolled his eyes, threw his head up, and backed into a corner.
Easy boy,
Sunny murmured. She looked at Forrest.
He seems scared of me. He did the same thing with me,
Ruth Rose said. The five humans watched the horse, who was also watching them.
Maybe he doesn't feel good,
Dink suggested.
Could he have eaten something bad while he was gone?
Josh asked.
It's possible, Forrest said. But he looks fine, and he just ate some oats.
Sunny studied the horse.
I hope he runs okay tomorrow. How far away is Saratoga?
Dink asked.
A few hours. It's near Albany,
Sunny told him. She looked at Forrest.
I'll come over at 6 and load Whirlaway into the trailer. I'll be there in plenty of time for him to relax before his race.
Good, Forrest said. Now let's go see what Warren bought for our supper.
Forrest looked at his horse.
No more disappearing tricks, fella, he said.
Sonny pulled the stall's top door shut and checked that the latch was in place.
See you tomorrow in Saratoga,
she said. The kids watched her straddle her mountain bike and ride out the door. She looked funny pedaling a bike in muddy rubber boots. Uncle Warren was back with groceries. Soon they were all eating a hearty meal. After supper, they finished the Scrabble game. At 9 o'clock, Forrest stood up and yawned.
Long day tomorrow, he said. I'm ready to turn in.
Sounds good to me, too, said Uncle Warren. See you all in the morning.
He patted Dink on the head and left the room. The kids padded down the hall to their rooms. As Dink and Josh were crawling into their beds, they heard a knock. Ruth Rose opened the door.
Nice Daffy Duck jammies, Josh, she said, marching into the room with her book.
Quack, quack,
Josh said. Ruth Rose sat on the end of Dink's bed with the book on her lap.
I want to read you guys something,
she said.
Oh, goody,
Josh said.
Can we have milk and cookies, too?
Ruth Rose held up her book.
This is really about learning to ride your own horse, she said. But there's a chapter about jockeys.
She opened the book and began reading.
Jockeys must earn the horse's trust. A good jockey does this by feeding and grooming the horse regularly. Most horses learn to like their jockeys and become friends.
Ruth Rose looked up from the page.
Does anything strike you about that?
She asked.
Like what?
Said Josh.
Well, did you notice how Whirlaway acted around Sunny?
Ruth Rose said.
He sure didn't seem very friendly to her,
said Dink.
Yeah, he backed away as soon as she came in,
said Josh.
Exactly,
Ruth Rose said.
I think Whirlaway's afraid of Sunny.
Chapter 5. A hand on his shoulder woke Dink from a sound sleep. The light next to his bed was on. The black stallion lay on the bed covers, still opened. Through sleepy eyes, he looked into his uncle's face.
Morning, Donnie,
Uncle Warren said quietly.
Time to get up. Hi, Uncle Warren,
Dink said.
You boys have to hop to it,
Uncle Warren said.
Forrest wants to get on the road right after breakfast.
He smiled at Dink and left the room. Dink tossed his pillow over at Josh's bed, then walked into the bathroom. Josh grumbled, but soon they were both dressed and headed for the kitchen. Forrest and Ruth Rose were sitting at the table eating oatmeal. Uncle Warren took a pot off the stove and filled bowls for Dink and Josh.
Everyone sleep all right? Forrest asked.
I did,
Ruth Rose said. She spooned some brown sugar over her cereal. Today her color was purple. Purple leggings, purple blouse, purple headband, purple sneakers.
Me too,
Dink said.
Except for Josh's snoring all night.
They ate quickly, then left the house and piled into Forrest's car. Dink, Josh, and Ruth Rose sat in the back seat. They each had their books, and Josh had brought his pillow. Forrest turned out of his driveway and drove through Larchmont. After making a few turns, he was on a wide highway. Dink saw a sign that said Albany, 120 miles. A few hours later, they arrived in Saratoga Springs. Forrest pulled his car into a parking lot. They all climbed out of the car and stretched their legs. Under tall trees, Dink saw long green barns. Near the barns, men and women were grooming horses, feeding horses, exercising horses. There were horses everywhere. Ruth Rose took pictures of horses and one of a barn with the sun shining on the green wood.
Let's go find Sunny, Forrest suggested. She'll be in barn E, stall number 21.
They cut through some trees, following a wide path. Barns stood on both sides of the path. Each barn had a large letter painted on one side. The gravel walkway was crowded with people. Some were walking horses, others were just looking.
There's barn E,
Josh said, sprinting ahead. Forrest, Uncle Warren, and the kids found Sunny outside stall 21. She had one foot on a bale of hay and was buffing her riding boot with a cloth. A can of black boot polish sat on the floor.
Hi, Sunny, Forrest said.
Sunny wore white riding pants. Her silk racing shirt was green with yellow stripes on the arms. Circling her left arm was a cloth band with the number 21 stitched on. Her hair was tucked up under a hard hat covered in yellow silk. Oval-shaped goggles rested on the hat's visor. Sunny dropped the cloth and smiled.
Hi, everyone, she said.
Any problems? Forrest asked.
He didn't want to walk into the trailer this morning,
Sunny said,
and he definitely didn't like me getting him ready once we got here.
Good morning, Whirlaway, Forrest said to his horse. Why are you giving Sunny a hard time, eh, boy?
Everyone peered into the stall. Whirlaway was standing in a corner with his eyes on the newcomers.
He looks terrific, Sunny, Forrest said. Nice job.
Sunny had brushed Whirlaway's coat till it gleamed. The white tape she'd wrapped around his ankles looked snowy against his nearly black coat.
Why do you wear goggles?
Ruth Rose asked Sunny.
To protect my eyes, Sunny said. During races, the horses in front of me kick up dirt. You should see me when I race in the rain, totally covered in mud. What time is the race?
Dink asked.
We're in the second one, Sunny said. 2 o'clock.
We'll be cheering you on, Uncle Warren said.
Can I take a picture of you and Whirlaway?
Ruth Rose asked.
Sure,
Sunny said. She walked into the stall and put her hand on Whirlaway's halter.
Whirlaway rolled his eyes at her and threw his head back.
Ruth Rose is right, thought Dink. Whirlaway doesn't like Sunny at all.
Ruth Rose snapped a picture. Chapter 6.
Okay, gang, let's go grab our seats, Forrest said.
To get to Forrest's private box, they had to climb up 3 flights of stairs. Throngs of people filled the grandstand. Music was playing, and everyone seemed to be having a good time. The viewing box had a row of seats under a little roof. On both sides were other private boxes. Straight ahead was a perfect view of the starting gate and oval racetrack.
How long is the race?
Josh asked.
Twice around the track, Forrest said.
A stack of race programs was on one seat. Forrest handed them out.
Whirlaway's on page 2, he said.
The kids quickly checked and found Whirlaway's name. Sunny was listed as Whirlaway's jockey.
This is so exciting, Ruth Rose said.
She set her camera on the floor under her chair. A waiter wearing a white jacket came and took their lunch order. They made it simple for him. 5 cheeseburgers, 5 lemonades.
Where do the horses end up?
Josh asked.
At the finish line, Uncle Warren said. Down there, behind the starting gate.
The waiter brought their food. As they ate, they watched a group of horses and their riders come out onto the track. Some of the horses were bucking and prancing. The jockeys were outfitted in bright colors. Each rider wore goggles like Sunny's. The horses were white, gray, black, and several shades of brown. One was a golden palomino. Down below the owner's boxes, people were lined up along the track fence. They began cheering when they saw the horses at the starting gate. Suddenly, a man's voice came over the speakers.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, he cried. The first race is about to begin.
While he called out the names of the horses and jockeys, the riders moved their horses up to the starting gate. Then a loud bell sounded, and the horses burst onto the track. The jockeys stood in the stirrups, their heads bent low over the horses' necks. The crowd shouted and cheered. Even above the noise, the kids could hear the thunder of the horses' hooves on the track. Clumps of dirt flew into the air behind each horse.
And it's Mary Mary in the lead, the announcer exclaimed. Starburst is a length behind. Cranberry Sauce is 3rd.
Then it was over. A white horse had rocketed across the finish line first.
And it's Mary Mary by 1/2 length, yelled the announcer.
As the kids watched, the jockey pranced Mary Mary to the winner's circle. A woman wearing a dress and a wide hat presented the jockey with a trophy. A man in a suit beamed and posed for a picture.
That's the horse's owner, Forrest informed the kids.
Is our race next?
Dink asked, checking his program.
Yes, in just a few minutes, Forrest said.
He pointed to the track.
The horses are coming out already.
The 3 kids stood up.
Which one is Whirlaway?
Ruth Rose said, getting her camera ready.
There are a lot of dark horses with white marks on their foreheads.
Forrest pointed over her shoulder.
In front of the white horse, he said.
See Sunny's yellow hat? And you can see the big 21 on Whirlaway's saddle blanket.
The horses and riders approached the starting gate. When the announcer shouted,
Number 21 is Whirlaway, ridden by Sunny Fields.
Dink, Josh, and Ruth Rose cheered. Ruth Rose snapped a picture. Forrest put 2 fingers in his mouth and whistled. Then the announcer's voice boomed over the loudspeakers.
Now the 2nd race, an even dozen beauties out there.
And then the starting bell sounded, and the race was on. The crowd began yelling, but didn't drown out the announcer's voice.
What a sight, folks. Fancy Pants is out front. High Five is next. Here comes Pretty Balloon on the outside. And look at this. Dancer is sneaking up on Pretty Balloon. He's passing High Five. Dancer is in the lead.
Dink, Josh, and Ruth Rose were on their feet.
They jumped and yelled, Come on, Whirlaway.
But Whirlaway was nowhere near the front. Number 21 was 2nd to last as the horses barreled toward the finish line. By the time the race was over, Whirlaway had fallen back even more.
He came in dead last. The kids sat down, disappointed. Forrest stared at the racetrack.
What happened? Uncle Warren said.
Forrest shook his head.
Whirlaway has never run so badly, he said. There's something wrong.
Chapter 7.
Well, he tried,
Uncle Warren said, laying his hand on Forrest's shoulder.
I know I can't expect Whirlaway to win every race, Forrest agreed, but he's never run this poorly.
Can we go see him?
Dink asked.
Sure, Forrest said, checking his watch. Meet us back here in about 15 minutes, okay?
The kids clambered down the grandstand steps and ran toward the barns. They entered barn E and walked past curious horses peering from stalls.
There's Whirlaway,
Josh said, pointing. The horse, slick with sweat, was tied outside stall 21. Sonny was wiping him down with towels. Sonny looked up and nodded at the kids.
I'm sorry you didn't win,
Ruth Rose said.
Not as sorry as I am,
Sonny muttered. Her outfit was filthy. She had removed her helmet, and her hair hung down, damp and straggly. Where her goggles had been, her face was clean. The rest was smeared with sweat and track grime. Her once shiny black boots were now brown with dust. Sonny knelt down and began unwinding the tape from Whirlaway's legs. The tape was grimy. Sonny shook her head as she worked.
Whirlaway was running like a different horse, she said.
She walked away to find a trash can for the soiled tapes, leaving Whirlaway tied to his stall.
Maybe Whirlaway was just tired,
Dink said.
Maybe,
Ruth Rose agreed.
But jockeys can make horses go slower.
Josh looked at Ruth Rose.
You think Sonny made Whirlaway lose the race?
Ruth Rose shrugged.
I don't know.
Sonny came back and untied Whirlaway. She had to tug him up the ramp. He rolled his eyes as she walked him into the trailer. Sonny closed and latched the trailer door. Without saying a word, she climbed into the cab and drove away.
Something weird is definitely going on between Whirlaway and Sonny,
Ruth Rose said.
Whirlaway might just be having a bad day,
Dink said. Ruth Rose looked at her watch.
We'd better get back,
she said. They started walking toward the viewing stands. Dink noticed a small group of people gathered around a dark horse and its rider.
There's the winner,
he said.
Yeah, Dancer, said Josh. I want to get a picture,
Ruth Rose said. The kids walked to the winner's circle. They wiggled through the crowd until they were standing next to Dancer. Dancer's chest and legs were sweaty. The white tape that covered his ankles was dirty. The jockey was dirty, too. He smiled as people took pictures. A man wearing a cowboy hat and dark glasses reached up and shook the jockey's hand.
Well done, Andy, he said.
Piece of cake, Mr. B,
the jockey answered.
Guys, move closer,
Ruth Rose said.
I want to get a picture of you and Dancer.
Dink and Josh stepped over and stood in front of Dancer. Josh giggled when the horse butted him gently in the back. The jockey flicked the reins, and Dancer put his head between Dink's and Josh's shoulders. Ruth Rose snapped the picture. Her camera made a whirring noise, letting her know that the roll of film had run out. Dink looked at his watch.
Come on, guys, they're waiting for us.
They hurried away and found Forrest and Uncle Warren in the viewing box.
How does Whirlaway look? Forrest asked.
Tired,
Josh said.
Sonny loaded him, and they took off.
I guess we'd better leave, too,
Forrest said. They headed for the parking lot. Dink, Josh, and Ruth Rose walked behind Forrest and Uncle Warren. Ruth Rose held up her camera.
I can't wait to get my film developed,
she whispered.
I think that last picture is a big clue.
Chapter 8.
Maybe Whirlaway is sick,
Uncle Warren suggested on the way back. Forrest nodded.
I'll call the vet and get him to come over, he said.
The kids sat in back. Josh slept against his pillow with his mouth open. Next to him,
Ruth Rose read, "Learning to Ride." Dink's book was on his lap. He gazed out the window, watching the scenery flash by. The hum of the car's tires made him feel sleepy. His eyes closed. The next thing Dink heard was his uncle's voice saying,
"Almost home, kids."
Dink opened his eyes, blinked, and looked out the window. He recognized the shops just before Forrest's driveway.
"There's a photo place," Ruth Rose said. "Can we stop, Forrest?"
"Sure thing," Forrest said. He pulled up in front of the small shop. A cheerful sign in the window said, "Photo finish, 1 hour." Ruth Rose hopped out and ran inside. She was back a minute later.
"I got more film," she said.
Josh sat up and looked around.
"Where are we?"
he asked. Dink poked his finger at the back of Josh's shirt.
"Josh, there's a black smear on your collar."
Josh twisted his shirt around and stretched out the collar.
"Yuck,"
he said.
"Where did that come from?" "Maybe it's mud from Whirlaway yesterday," Dink suggested.
"Dink,"
Josh said.
"I changed my shirt after we washed him."
"Could you have leaned against wet paint or something at Saratoga?"
Ruth Rose asked. Josh thought for a second.
"I don't think so," he said. "And if I had, there'd be more than just a mark on my collar."
He shrugged. Forrest made the turn into his driveway, and a minute later they were home.
"I've got to change my shirt,"
Josh said when they all climbed out of the car.
"No, let's go see if Sonny and Whirlaway are back yet,"
Ruth Rose said. She gave Dink and Josh a look.
"Great," Forrest said. "I'll see if I can get the vet on the phone."
Uncle Warren took Josh's pillow and the books. Dink, Josh, and Ruth Rose headed for the barn. The stall was empty, and Sonny was nowhere to be seen.
"Okay, what's up?"
Josh asked Ruth Rose. They sat on hay bales.
"You know that picture I took of you guys with Dancer?"
Ruth Rose asked.
"Well, I think someone else was in it. Mr. Bunks."
Both boys looked blank.
"The man in the sunglasses and cowboy hat was Mr. Bunks,"
Ruth Rose said.
"Are you sure?"
Dink asked.
"I thought that guy was the horse's owner. I think I recognized his big belt buckle from yesterday,"
Ruth Rose said.
"I took a picture so we could be sure."
"Well, if it was him, why didn't Mr. Bunks tell Forrest that he was going to be at Saratoga too?"
Dink asked.
"That's what I want to know,"
Ruth Rose said.
"And why did he say he was out of the racing business?"
"Maybe Mr. Bunks doesn't own Dancer,"
Josh said.
"He might have been there like us, just to see the winner up close."
"But he and the jockey knew each other,"
Ruth Rose said. Dink nodded.
"If that was Mr. Bunks at Saratoga," he said, "he is definitely hiding something."
Chapter 9. Just then, Uncle Warren walked into the barn. He was wearing flip-flops and a bathing suit and carrying a towel.
"Coming for a swim?"
he asked.
"Sure,"
Dink said. The kids followed Uncle Warren toward the house.
"After we swim, let's go get my film,"
Ruth Rose said quietly. The kids changed and joined Forrest and Uncle Warren in the pool. They played keep away with a plastic ball.
"Still no sign of Sonny and Whirlaway," Forrest said, nodding toward the barn. "I sure hope they didn't have any trouble on the road."
"We're going to get my film,"
Ruth Rose said.
"Maybe she'll be here when we get back."
"There's a safe bike path on the side of the road," Forrest said. "Have a nice walk."
The kids dried off, pulled on their clothes, and headed across the lawn.
"I wonder what's taking Sonny so long to get back here,"
Dink asked as they hiked down the driveway.
"She could have stopped for food,"
Josh said. He rubbed his belly. A few minutes later, they walked into photo finish. Josh immediately spied a rack of candy, so he bought a bag of M&Ms. Ruth Rose's film was ready. She paid the clerk, and they started walking back to Forrest's, where they could look at the pictures in private. Josh ripped open his candy and began munching, one piece at a time. When they got back to Forrest's, the kids headed straight to the barn.
Sunny and Whirlaway had still not returned. Ruth Rose opened the packet of pictures and took them out. There were a few of her cat, then the one taken by the train conductor. The next pictures were of horses and the barn at Saratoga. Then there was one of the horses on the track, but it was blurry. Next was Sunny with Whirlaway in barn E. The last picture was taken at the winner's circle. It showed Dink and Josh with Dancer's head between them. The man in the cowboy hat was standing in the background. He was wearing a leather belt with a big silver buckle.
"It's Mr. Bunks, all right," Dink said.
The kids studied the picture. Ruth Rose brought it closer to her eyes.
"Guys, do you see anything weird about Dancer's forehead?" she asked. "It looks shiny," Dink said, peering closely.
"And darker than the rest of his face,"
Josh observed.
"From a distance, you'd never notice,"
Ruth Rose said.
"What could make it look like that?"
asked Dink.
"Something dark, like shoe polish,"
Josh said.
"Wait a minute,"
Ruth Rose said.
"Josh, let's see that mark on your shirt."
Josh leaned in so Dink and Ruth Rose could inspect his collar.
"It looks like shoe polish,"
said Dink.
"Yes,"
Josh said.
"Now I remember. Ruth Rose, when you took our picture, I felt Dancer nudge me in the back." "So Dancer made that mark,"
Ruth Rose said.
"But why would anyone want to put shoe polish on a horse?"
Dink asked.
"I don't know, but I know who could have done it,"
Ruth Rose said.
"Sunny was polishing her boots with black polish right before the race."
"But Sunny doesn't have anything to do with Dancer,"
Josh pointed out. Ruth Rose shuffled through the pictures until she found the one of Sunny and Whirlaway in barn E. She looked at it for a second, then placed it next to the one of Dink and Josh with Dancer.
"Wow,"
Josh said.
"The horses look like twins."
Dink picked up the picture of Sunny in barn E.
"Except this one has a white mark on his forehead. The shoe polish could be covering up a white mark on Dancer's forehead,"
Ruth Rose said.
"But why would Sunny or Mr. Bunks or anybody want to cover up a white mark on Dancer's forehead? Why would it matter?"
Josh asked. Dink thought about that. Then he remembered Sunny's comment after the race about how she felt like she was riding a different horse.
"That's it,"
Dink said, snapping his fingers.
"What's what?"
Josh asked.
"Guys, what if the horse we washed wasn't Whirlaway?"
Dink asked.
"What do you mean?"
asked Josh.
"I mean, what if someone stole Whirlaway, then brought back a different horse to replace him?"
Josh and Ruth Rose just stared at Dink.
"Well, that would explain why he acted so strange,"
Ruth Rose finally said.
"And why he blew the race,"
Josh said.
"It would also explain the shoe polish,"
said Dink.
"Huh?"
said Josh.
"Well,"
Dink said,
"why would someone want to steal a fast racehorse like Whirlaway?"
"To win races,"
Ruth Rose said.
"Right," said Dink. "And if someone did steal Whirlaway and enter him in a race, he'd be sure to disguise him somehow."
"Like covering up the mark on his forehead with shoe polish,"
said Josh.
"So that's why Mr. Bunks was there,"
Ruth Rose said.
"He must have stolen Whirlaway and entered him in the race as Dancer."
"And I'll bet Sunny's working for him,"
Josh said.
"It would have been easy for her to switch the horses. Plus, we saw her with shoe polish,"
Dink said.
"I'd like to ask Sunny a few questions,"
Ruth Rose said.
"Where is Sunny?"
Josh asked.
"Good question,"
said Ruth Rose, looking around the empty barn. She sighed.
"And if she did switch horses, how can we prove the horse she rode in the race wasn't Whirlaway?"
Dink asked.
"I know a way,"
Josh said. He reached into his pocket and pulled out a sugar cube.
"Forrest said Whirlaway doesn't like sugar. When Sunny gets back, I'll offer this to Whirlaway, or whoever it is. If he eats the sugar, we'll know
It's not Whirl Away.
Chapter 10.
You're a genius,
Ruth Rose said.
I know,
Josh said. Dink glanced around the empty barn.
Now all we have to do is wait for Sunny.
Ruth Rose stuffed the pictures back into the packet.
Well, I for one am not waiting around, she said. Come on, let's go check out Mr. Bunks's place again.
What are we gonna do when we get there?
Josh asked as they hurried up Forrest's driveway.
Look for Whirl Away, Ruth Rose said. Do you still have those sugar cubes?
Josh patted his pocket.
Yep.
The kids cut behind Forrest's barn and headed for the logging road. A few minutes later, they reached Mr. Bunks's house and barn.
I don't see that dog anywhere,
Josh whispered.
And I don't see Mr. Bunks's truck,
Dink said.
Let's check out the barn,
Ruth Rose said. The kids slipped into the barn. It was quiet and dim, with a little light coming through the dusty windows.
Biscuit's gone,
Dink said, stopping in front of her empty stall.
Where is she?
As if in answer, they heard a horse whinny.
Come on,
Dink said, heading outside. Behind the barn was an open field with a path leading through the tall weeds. The kids followed the trail and entered a stand of trees. As they reached the far side of the trees, the kids stopped and stared. They were in a clearing in front of a long shed. A horse trailer was partially hidden behind the low building. The kids pulled open the wide shed door and peeked inside. Dink wrinkled his nose at the sharp manure smell. Half of the shed was fenced off with boards. Behind the fence was Biscuit, staring at the newcomers. In a separate stall next to Biscuit's was another horse, wearing a halter. The dark horse looked just like Whirl Away, except that there was no white diamond on this horse's shiny forehead.
It's the horse who won,
Josh breathed.
Is it Whirl Away?
Dink whispered. Josh unwrapped a sugar cube, walked over to the fence, and held out his hand. The dark horse stepped closer for a sniff. Then he snorted and shook his head.
He won't take it,
Josh exclaimed. He reached out and carefully touched the horse's forehead. When he brought his hand away, his fingers were smeared with something black. Dink took a towel from a nail on the wall. Holding the horse's halter with one hand, he wiped his forehead. More black came off, revealing part of a white diamond shape. Dink felt goosebumps crawl up his back.
Sunny did switch horses,
he said.
This is Whirl Away,
Ruth Rose said. She opened her envelope of pictures. She found the one of Sunny and the horse in Barn E and held it up next to the real Whirl Away.
The horse back at Forrest's place is his double, she said. We have to tell Forrest,
Josh said.
Tell him what? A voice said.
The kids whirled around. In the shed doorway stood Mr. Bunks and Buster. Mr. Bunks was still wearing the clothes he'd worn in the winner's circle, including the silver belt buckle.
Sit, dog,
Mr. Bunks said to Buster. The dog sat at his master's side. A low growl came from deep in his throat.
So you figured it out,
Mr. Bunks said. He nodded at the towel in Dink's hand.
Even my boot polish trick.
His boot polish trick?
Dink thought. Suddenly, Dink realized the truth. Sunny had not been the one to put the boot polish on Whirl Away. It was Mr. Bunks. And it had been Bunks's belt buckle that made the mark in the mud on the horse they washed. It wasn't Sunny who had stolen Whirl Away. She thought she was riding Whirl Away in the race. Mr. Bunks had done it alone. Dink glanced around the dim shed, looking for another way out. The windows were closed and too high up.
Now if you'll just pass me those pictures,
Mr. Bunk said, holding out a hand. The man smiled, but it wasn't the friendly smile he'd shown yesterday. Dink took the photos from Ruth Rose and handed them to Mr. Bunks.
We don't need the pictures, Dink said. We know this is Whirl Away, and we know you stole him from Mr. Evans.
Mr. Bunks laughed.
Whirl Away? I don't know what you're talking about, he said. I bought this horse.
Can I help it if he just happens to look like Whirlaway? Can I help it if he just happens to run like the wind?
He slipped the photos inside his shirt.
No one will ever prove I stole this horse from Forrest.
We won't have to prove anything, Tinker, a voice said. Not with all these witnesses.
Forrest, Uncle Warren, and Sonny walked into the shed. An hour later, everyone sat around Forrest's picnic table eating burgers.
How did you guys know where we were?
Dink asked.
I was coming back just as you were leaving, Sonny said. You had such determined looks on your faces, I decided to tell Forrest.
And we reached the shed in time to hear everything, Forrest said. Mr. Bunks is going to jail.
Did Mr. Bunks actually think he could get away with this?
Ruth Rose said. Forrest nodded.
Well, he was lucky to find Whirlaway's double. Even the white face diamonds are the same, he said. I was fooled, but Sonny noticed a difference.
Whirlaway is usually so friendly, Sonny said. I got suspicious when the lookalike acted like he didn't know me. On the way home from Saratoga, I stopped at the vet's. He took a blood sample that'll prove the horse I rode isn't Whirlaway.
That horse is called Dancer, Forrest said. Bunk switched names, too. Turns out the woman he bought Dancer from didn't treat her horse very well. That's why he was afraid of Sonny. Her voice reminded him of his abusive owner.
What will happen to Dancer and Biscuit when Mr. Bunks goes to jail?
Ruth Rose asked. Forrest winked. I've arranged to buy them, he said. From now on, Whirlaway won't have to run away to visit his mother.
Awesome,
Josh said. He picked up his hamburger and took a big bite. As he did, a glob of ketchup squirted out and landed on his clean, white t-shirt. This is David Pitou. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of A to Z Mysteries, The Runaway Racehorse by Ron Roy. This program was produced by Dan Musselman and directed by Karen DiMattia. Text copyright 2002 by Ron Roy. Production copyright 2010, Random House, Inc. All rights reserved.